yesterday we discussed the Machlekes HaPaiskim, whether the psul of an Egeh Be'edis is a psul aguf, or a psul because v'chayshish that is mishaker, in Egeh you have negiyus that v'chayshish that you're lying. That was our discussion yesterday, and we set up the Machlekes. As a Machlekes, the Levush and the Ketzais will hold it's a psul aguf. And the Sman, the Shach, and the Sivis would disagree, and they hold that it's Psul of Shash Meshaker. This is all in Simon, the beginning of Simon Lamed Zayin. Now, this comes up often, as you can understand, in Hilchos Eidos. Later, the Ketzais and Lamed Zayin of Katan Hay brings a Raya to his Shita that it's a psul aguf. And he goes a step further. The Ketzai says that it has to be a psul aguf, because the Torah was not chayshid a yid that he's going to say sheker in Bezdin. There's no chashash v'shaker in the Torah. In other words, from what we learned yesterday, you can understand the Ketzai, yeah, it's a psul aguf. Yeah, it's a shash also, but l'mais, it's a psul aguf too. So he says, no. He says, "Exeris hakasev." The Torah is not chayshin a yid. The frum yid is going to say, "We'll say this and that's the for money." The Torah is not chayshin. V'haraya. He brings a raya because it says that min haTorah you're allowed to pay a witness to say edus for you. You're allowed to pay him an aid. Somebody's reluctant to say edus. So it's only a psul d'rabbanan that you're not allowed to pay a witness to say eidus. So if you chayshish that there's a chash meshaker, ein l'chach a chash meshaker gadol mizuh, you're paying someone to say witness, to be a witness. So we should certainly be chayshish l'shaker. Vais tais, it's up to Ketzais. That Torah was not chayshid people that are from. If a guy, a person, not a from yid, he's not pasulay this anyway. And if he's a from yid, then we're not chayshid she's going to lie. So the receivers in Sukkot Tess, Lamazai Sukkot Tess, says he doesn't understand the riot. What does it mean that in our Torah you're allowed to pay someone to say avis? It means that you give someone, someone's reluctant to say edus, you're allowed to pay him and tell him, I'll give you $100, you come say edus, and you say the truth, whatever you say. Whether what you say is good for me or not good for me. That's what it means when the Torah says that you're allowed to pay someone to say edus. The Sefer says that means that you can pay him to tell him, I'm only going to pay you if you say what's good for me. And if you say what's not good for me, I'm not going to pay. Pshat. Pshat is you're allowed to pay somebody. Somebody doesn't want to say edus, you want to pay him, then he should come to say edus. So in our Torah, that's mutter. Well, you're paying him. Yeah, let's say you feel he's going to say it's beneficial for you, so you're going to pay him. Then he comes, and he says, and it happens sometimes, then when he tells the whole story, it's not beneficial for you. So the Sefer says that we find this concept that in our Torah, you're allowed to pay someone, it's only you're going to pay him no matter what, whatever he says. Obviously, you're not going to pay him unless you feel he'll help you. That's the Nesivis' kind of Ketzais. So the Ketzais wrote Meshavet Nesivis. After the Nesivis was printed, the Chayav, he wrote the Meshavet Nesivis. He answers the Nesivis' kindness. Legend is, I don't know if it's true, that the Nesivis paid for the printing of the Meshavet Nesivis. Sais was a poor man, didn't have a lot of money. Nesivis was a rav in a wealthy shtetl, in a wealthy city, and he did have resources. The story is that after the Nesivis printed the Nesivis, and the Sais wrote the Meshavet Nesivis, that the Nesivis paid print the Meshavet Nesivis. And there, the yeshiva says no. And the Ketzai says no. In a Torah, you're allowed to pay someone, even if you tell him, look, I'll pay you, but only if you say, hey, this, that's good for me. Not if you say, this, that's not good for me. He says, but a Torah, that's mutter. When you find the Rishayim in such an expression, that you're allowed to pay Eidus to say Eidus in a Torah, even if they're only going to say Eidus, that's good for you. Tzechet Sur Shem Shmaitze. So, I just want to show at Heichan HaMachlegis Magiyah, in such a sheet of the Ketzais, that in a Torah without Eidus is a year to be Meshach. Chazaynish, in his Kuntres Amunah B'Tochen, towards the end of the Kuntres, there's a section in which he says that a Dayan is never choshed to say a false din. So there's a cost of you're not allowed to give him Shaychat, but we're really not chayiv. If you would give him Shaychat, we're not chayishish a Dayan for saying false Eidus. There's a bit of an arichas there, not false Eidus, a false paskin wrong. It doesn't feel well in the Lashon HaTorah. Torah says it's Ma'avrein Echachamim. I was wondered about the Chazaynish, but the Chazaynish sounds similar to this Ketzais. He said the Torah was not Chayshish that people are going to be that a Frumi is going to do for money, he's going to give away his neshama. It was not Chayshish that a Frumi is for that. It's Tzeres HaKasim. Whatever the Torah asks, Okay, now we take this machlokes and we plug it into our sefer. Again, so Rav Shlaima, how does he plug this discussion into our sefer? Rav Shlaima goes with the mahalach and the gebe edis is a psul aguf, and he says that it answers Taisus Kasha, as I mentioned yesterday. The Gemara is hani nagin beidu sanin, that if they already paid, then they gebe edis. They already paid, so they want to make sure they paid the right person. So Tosfos said, they're not negev eidus, they have a migul. So Shlomo said, if you learn it's psul aguf, it's answered. Because the psul aguf means you're possible, and the negev eidus is possible, even though you do have a migul. And even though if you want, you can get out of it a different way. But a psul aguf with a migul is still possible. If a relative comes to say eidus and he has a migul, then he could have said he's not a relative. Or a guy comes, he has a migul, he says he's not a guy. Or a cotton comes, he has a migul, he's not a cotton. Doesn't help. A migul means we believe you. We do believe you, but you're still a karim, you're still a cotton. You're still a psul aguf. So, Taisus Kasha is answered, if you learn, and we're talking here, the Gav Eidus, that it's a psul aguf. That's what we learned yesterday. Rav Shimon says that you have a problem here if you learn it's a psul aguf. We have a problem with the next line of the Gemara. Rav Shlomo is going on the Kasha. But what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara says, "Daina d'shvili hachi daini." You have to be a bad dayan to think that we're talking in such a case. Miliaskino can go into nikiti agarvesa v'amar l'man leisa. Zok Rav Shimon. Zok the first Dr. Gemara. The Gemara says, "They're not nagim beidusa." Why are they not nagim beidus? Because they walk into basketball. They say, "Look, we owe rent for 3 years." We owe $100 a month for 36 months. Here's $3,600. And you tell us who we should give the money to. You tell us who's the real owner. He says he's the owner. Tell us. And they say, hey, this we were there 3 years. You have a Valila. Now tell us who to give the money to. So they're not going to get paid this up to Gemara. Because they're not going to lose the money. If it's a good chazaka, so they'll give it to him. If it's not a good chazaka, they'll give it to him. They don't stand to lose by their avis. So you should take me to the Shimon, this Gemara's parents only makes sense if you hold Negia Be'edis is because V'chayshish that you may be lying. Then it makes sense. If V'chayshish you might be lying, So we say, if you could bring the cash into Bezdin, we're not going to be chayshish you for lying. Because we're not going to be chayshish. There's no reason for you to lie. You brought in the money, Bezdin will give it to whoever they give it to. However, if you learn it's a psul aguf, so it's still a psul aguf. They're still the tenants. And they have to pay the landlord. And they have to know who's the landlord to pay. Who's my teveya? He says, he's the landlord, I pay him. He's the landlord, I pay him. Who do I pay? It's taka true. There's no chash v'shaker. They're not going to lose anything. However, it's not true if it's a psul aguf. If it's a psul aguf, they should still be pasul la'edus. In achinami, they have no reason to lie. But if you learn like the tzais, that it's a psul aguf, what's pshat in the teretz? Well, as teretz is a problem if you learn that it's a psul aguf. That's from Shimon's taina.
Why is it a psul?
Even though they don't care who they pay, because then it's all the same. But they're the ones who have to pay. They're the leiva. They're not a leiva. They're the seicher. They have the schaivus to pay. And what's the difference if they don't care who they pay? Well, the ma'aseh, they're the baal din. They're the one who has to pay. Rav Shimon Gradi adds, brings in the sivus. He says that ma'aseh, they do have to pay the right person. It's not as if they don't care who they pay. They do care to pay the right person. They don't want to pay the ganav. They want to pay the real owner. And if they're going to pay the ganav, and later on they'll be mizbar, so they themselves, even if Bezel's going to pass it, the ganav is the owner, if they would know it's different, they would want to pay the real owner. So they're bali dover, I would think, even without that, they're the bal dover. But with that, certainly they're the bal dover. So if it's a psul aguf, this is Rav Shimon's kasha. When you learn the Gemara, learn the tzais, this is the problem. Rav Shimon himself, Feistes holds like the tzais. That's a psul aguf. I share the Gemara here. So Rav Shimon goes into a very dakistic achilik to be masber that even though everywhere else is psul aguf, here it's different. The words of Rav Shimon, you can look at inside. It's hard to explain something that I don't fully understand. However, Reb Naftali, in the new Chidushei HaGarnatz, Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel, answers the question. And I think his hesber is klar, it'll work even like Reb Shleimer. It's also a man of what Reb Shimon says, but the way I understand what the Garnatz is saying, if I understand it correctly, it's a very nice chap. It's a very klar chap. When you have it in Torah, the Torah is about something. It's a Tiveya, it's a Nitva, he says, you owe me $10,000. He says, I don't owe you $10,000, I have it in Torah. He sold him something, he says, it's a Mechatos, they're fighting over something. Sometimes, you have it in Torah over A, and it has ramifications for B. You can have it in Torah over one thing, and the mainland has ramifications for other things. Now, whatever the Torah is about, that makes a person a baal dover. The Torah is about something, so you're a baal dover to that Torah. If its ramifications affect you, not a baal dover, because if you hold that we're chayshid people are mishaker, we might be chayshid your mishaker. But it doesn't make you into a baldover, right? The baldover is what the Torah is about. The fact that in the long run or in the side issue it could come up, that's a separate midah. Over here in Agamar, when one person is in a field, and the Marikava says it's my field, what's the Din Torah about, typically? Normally, if you're in my field for 2 years, and I come up Teveya, what am I Teveya? Hadra Ara v'Hadra Peyim. It's a Din Torah over the Karka. I say, get out of my land, it's my land. And it's a Din Torah on the Peyim that you ate. You ate Peyim for 2 years, give them to me, they're mine. And this a regular Din Torah of Cheskes Habak. I'm Teveya you, two things. I'm Teveya you the Karka, get out of my land. I'm Teveya you the Peyim. In the Gemara's Havamim, that they paid the rent already. They paid the rent to the person who now says he owns it. Marikama comes. What's he asking for? He's asking for two things. He's saying, give me my house back. And the rent you collected for these years, give them to me. It's my rent. The Din Torah is about the Karka and the Stilus. That's what the Gemara, in the regular case of Cheskes Habak, that's what the Din Torah is about. When the Gemara answers that the tenants didn't pay the rent yet, they're holding the rent. The tenants are holding the rent. They'll give it to whoever's the owner. Now, what's the Din Torah about between the Marikama and the Mosik? The Marikama, the one who claims he bought it. The Din Torah is only over the Karka. The two of them are just fighting over the Karka. Now, whoever's going to get the Karka, there are ramifications. Whoever Bezer says it's your Karka, you're going to get the rent from the tenant. You follow? I'm saying a very clear thing. If I'm having a Din Torah and someone's at my house and he rents it out, if he already collected the rent, I'm Teveya two things. I'm Teveya the Karka and the rent. If he didn't collect the rent yet, so my Din Torah with him is only over the Karka. The rent I'll collect later. Let's say the same thing would be true on a car on a field. Let's say someone's in my field. So if he took it's an apple orchard. If the apples, he took them home already, so I'm Teveya the field and the apples. If he didn't take them home, they're still in the trees. So I'm just Teveya the Karka. You'll understand that. So from Naftali Geshmak, in the Gemara's first case, where they paid the rent already, if they already paid the rent, so the Din Torah is over both the Karka and the Schirus. So now, Hani, Nagin Beidusan, hey. Is a Psula Guf here. The Nagin Beidusan, because the Din Torah is about them. The Din Torah is about paying for their rental. The Din Torah is over the Schirus HaKarka. Hani, Nagin Beidusan, they're Bali Dover here to this Din Torah. So Mimele, Rav Shlomo, Shtikl Torah, which is going on, the Gemara, Tosis Kasha, the Gemara in the beginning, it's very good. And for the Gemara, no, it's a different case. The case is they didn't pay the rent yet. The tenants are still holding the rent. There's no Din Torah over the rent now. The tenants are going to pay. The tenants are honest people, they plan to pay. The Din Torah is only over the Guf HaKarka. In the Gemara's Teretz, when the Din Torah is only over the Guf HaKarka, the tenants are not Noigin Beidusan. There's no Psula Guf. They have no Sheiches to the Din Torah over whose Karka it is. No Sheiches to them. It's nothing. It'll come out enough Kamino who they have to pay the rent to. They'll pay the rent to whoever they have to pay the rent. But the Din Torah is not over the rent. The Din Torah is over the house. Whose house is it? Or whose field is it? In that, they're not Nagin Beidusan. There's no Psalago. So what comes out to Shmak is you can have it both ways. Rav Shlomo says that in the Gemara's Havamina there was a Psula Guf. Rav Shimon says, but in the Gemara's Teretz it can't be a Psula Guf, because then they should be possible. The way I think Rav Naftali is learning, the way I understand, he's saying very Gishmak. He's saying in the Gemara's first case, where they already paid the rent, so then there's Psula Guf, they're the Baal Dover, they're the ones that did Torah's over the rent. in a maskana that they didn't pay the rent, they're not balei davar, because the din Torah is not over the rent. The din Torah is only over the guch hakarka.
The
din Torah is still over the karka. When they go to pass, they go over the karka. He can't. He can't be tevea the this person. He's going to be tevea this person. Pay me for the use because they used it with your permission. That's not what the din Torah. But why would he be tevea him? He wouldn't be tevea him. The tenants are going to pay the rent. Whoever the owner is. There's no possibility the owner is the tenants to pay the rent. The tenant tries to pay. This din Torah is over the karka itself. There's no reason for the Mori Kama to be Tevea Sinus. He wants the rent. What does he want? He wants the rent. So how's that was rented out? What are the payers? What are the payers? What happens in this case? In this case, what happens? There's no reason for him to have a din Torah over it. The big lamdin, he can be Tevea in Lomdis. But he doesn't want to be Tevea in Lomdis. He wants the money. He's going to get the money. All he needs is a psak of business here, so he's going to get the money. Why would he make a din Torah over? Okay, I think that this one, of Tolly's Vergeschmack, it's a genius way of having it both ways. Of having it that when he's Tevei, as soon as you are, about double, he's not Tevei, you know. Okay, so for now, we'll leave it with this. They need a Negev Edusan. Hopefully, we'll get to it yet. There's a Sugya Mem Gimel that they bring, besides the Sugya Mem Dalet. So hopefully, we'll come back to it. But the Iker certainly is to remember the Tumah Halchim. The Fanai is in the Tumah Halchim. At the end of the sugya, we're done now with the whole midah. Ma'aser shaila, Shar Mishpat declares the following shaila. Shar Mishpat is kuf mem sikkut tes. So he declares, all right, what happens now? Now that we're finished with the sugya. If I go and I rent someone's house to you, and you live there for 3 years, and it's a normal case, you pay the rent. You pay the rent every month to me. I rented it to you for 3 years. At the end of 3 years, the Marikama comes, he says, get out of here, it's mine. I tell him, no, it's mine, you sold it to me. He says, where's your shtar? I tell him, it's 3 years already. I'm going to be very stuck, you understand? You understand, if you ever buy a rental property, you're going to have a problem, even after 3 years. You realize what comes after the sugya. I hope you all realize that. Some of you will someday buy property. And it's a rental property, you're going to be in trouble, because since you're not living there, you're renting it out. And since you're not going to wait 3 years for your tenants to pay rent, we hope, they're going to pay you rent. If they pay you rent, they're not eligible to say, hey, this, that they live there. You're going to be out for your best neighbor that they live there. So you better hold out to your shtar long term if you buy something like that. What would be the din? If you're the tenant. Okay, now think. You're a tenant. You rent the place. You're there for 3 years. You're there for 5 years. You pay rent every month. Now, the Marikaba comes and he says, it's mine. So what happens? The Mulzik schleps you to Bezdin. He says, tell them. And I tell him, you know, I've been living there, Yaimon Valaila, for 3, 4, 5 years already. What's Bezdin going to pass him? What's Bezdin going to say? Huh? You're out of here. You have no other witnesses? We give it to the Marikaba. What's going to happen to me, the tenant, when they give it to the Marikaba? Well, I'm going to have to pay rent again. The Marikama claims that I paid rent to the non-owner. So I'm now going to be in Saris. I'm going to have to pay rent to the Marikama for the 5 years I was there. Emis?
All right, that's what's going to happen. I didn't know you were there for 5 years.
How does he know that I was there for 5 years? I mean, if he has Eidim, I was there 5 years, Yom HaValayla, then those Eidim are Chazaka. Yeah. Although Eidim may not know if I rented from him or from someone else. But, okay, so let's say he knows I'm pity. He knows I said I was mine, I was there for 5 years.
We don't believe you.
You believe me that I was there for 5 years, but you don't believe me that I was there for 5 years as a tenant of the other person. So I have to pay. That's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The tenant is in trouble. He has to pay the Marikama rent.
Go get it from the other guy who's paying rent.
What?
Go get it from the guy who's rent.
That's the Shaila. The Shaila is the tenant isn't service now. Right? He paid rent every month for years to this person. Now Bezdin gave it to the Marikama. If this person lost the shire, they gave it to the Marikama, and Bezdin said, I have to pay the Marikama. They paid the Marikama. So now I pay two rents. I paid the Marikama and I paid the Muzik. Can I go back to the Muzik and tell him, give me a refund on my rent? I want my money back. I don't have to pay two rents. Can I go to him and get my money back? What do you say? Well, you say yes. Can I go to him and get my money back?
What?
You tell the Marikama? That's for sure. It's an halacha in Shulchan Aruch that I have to pay the Marikama rent. I was using his thing without the... What? L'mafreya for the 5 years I was there. I can't tell him to go get it from him. If you come into my grocery store and you buy milk and then you pay someone else for the milk and you tell me, you know, I made a mistake, I paid someone else, go get it from him. You can't tell me that. What?
You don't put him there?
I didn't put him there. He came there without permission. It was a scam in Williamsburg for a while. You pulled into the gas station. And there was the gas station right near Rose Castle. Right? When you pull off, there were a couple of schwarzes there. You pulled in, they pumped gas for you, they took the money from you, and then they ran. And then when you tried to pull out, the guy in the thing, he went after you. Going on for a while. If it happens, you better watch out. If you pay the wrong person, it's your tough. So it's for sure you have to pay the Marikaba. That's Allah for Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Kufman. The question is, could you now go to the Machzik and say, give me my rent back? Zok to Shah Mishpat, you're stuck, you can't go to him. Why? Why can't you go to him? Come on. Anybody? What's the svara that you can't go to him? Yaki. Huh? He's. I want to go to him and get my rent back. I want to go to Baldi. Can I go to him and get my rent back? What do I know? I know the truth. I know that what? I know that I was there 3 years. That's me wasn't a kabbal mayaitis. I'm going to get begged. But I know the truth. If I know the truth, can I get my money back from this machzor? The Shah Mishpat says you can't get your money back. The tenant is going to be stuck. He knows the ends. He knows he was there more than 3 years. So he knows that between him and God, he knows he was there. Desmond didn't accept him because Hani Dagen Bey Dusenheim. But he knows the emes. He knows that he was there. So Bezdin made him psak, but he knows if psak is wrong. He knows why the Bezdin paskin that way, because they can't be mekabel meyedes. But I know the emes. I know the truth. I know that that I was there more than 3 years. Yom Avalila, and he is a mozik, and he has a good reason he lost the shtar. I know the emes. So time is the shar mishpat. The tenant is going to be stuck with Shnei Atzadadim. Because since he knows the truth, he can't go to the Mazik and tell him, give my money back. He feels bad for the Mazik. The Mazik was Bezdin Paskin improper. Bezdin Paskin based on what they saw, but it wasn't correct.
Well, can you say there's a psak in the temple and the Bible
talk? Could you say there's a psak? If you know a piece of meat is treif, and Bezdin Paskin is kosher, you're allowed to eat it? Let's say you know it's treif, you saw it. So you come to Bezdin, Bezdin says you're Eid Echad. Eid Echad, even Bisurim is not believed if it's not the Yadai, if it's someone else's meat. So Bezdin throws you out. Bezdin says Paskin is kosher. What?
Hefka Bezdin Hefka.
Hefka Bezdin Hefka makes a kosher meat?
Nothing.
Oh, you mean by meat? It's different. Here it's different. Hefka Bezdin Hefka. Is there a din of Hefka Bezdin Hefka and Bezdin Paskin is wrong in Mama? There's no such thing. Bezdin could do it. It's based, Bezdin Paskin correctly based on what they know. But I know that they were fooled.
But I know that they were fooled.
So I have to go by the Psaq, I have to pay. I went by bus to the Psaq and I paid the Muxa. I've no choice, Bezdin telling me. I have to pay the Marikama. But how can I go back to the Muzik if I know that the Muzik was cheated here?
You can be but certain that, just because the 3 years passed, it's a likelihood that the shtar that he got rid of, that he had a shtar and he got rid of it. It's not a vada that he was for sure the perfect, you know, the same thing.
What's the same thing?
Right. This is the Shar Mishpat says. The Shar Mishpat says, and that's his maskana. The Shar Mishpat says that you have to pay both. And you can't tie into Bezdin Paskin. If you know that Bezdin Paskin was a certain way because they were fooled, it's a Bezdin's psak, it's a psak. But you can't take away money, and you know it's not. You know it's not. The Ha'oran Shar Mishpat that bothered me about the Shar Mishpat in his lomdis is rap. It's not shayla. If Bezdin Paskin something, I know it's not true, I can't take money. Based on the Psak of Bezdin, if I know that it's not an emes, Psak. However, L'chaira, this case is not 100% that way. Because I know for sure I was there 3 years. Do I know for sure that he bought it from the Marikam? I don't know. I know Bezdin was fooled, because I really was there for 3 years. It just wasn't provable. So I know that the basis of Bezdin's psak was based on a mistake. But do I know for sure that he bought it from the Marikam? I don't know for sure. It's possible. It could happen that he didn't buy it from the Marikam. He never had a shtar. He rented it for 3 years. It's possible the Marikam didn't make him a fuck. Everything's possible. I only know that there's a raya in this. I don't know for sure it's in this. That taina on the Shar Mishpat, a person can tie.
Yeah. If you don't accept Bezdin's psak as an ultimate thing, then why, if you want me for money and I think that you were wrong, then I'll never pay you either. I'm winning, I'm right.
You have to do like Bezdin when it comes to paying, but you don't have to do like Bezdin when it comes to collecting. Bezdin is not obligating you to collect. No? Let's say I go to Bezdin, I have a dinner with somebody. I say, I lent him money, he says, I paid you. I go to Bezdin, I tell Shobez Nishtar, it's Tosimana. Tosaki, another prayer, Tosimana. I said, Bezdin says, I can collect. What happens if later on, Bezdin passes, I can collect, another prayer, Tosimana. Later on, I look at my desk, I find an envelope, and I say, you know what? He did pay me. So I can collect again. I can tell him, look, Bezdin says he didn't pay. I do that. Bezdin passed me, he didn't pay. I find an envelope, he did pay. Everyone understands. Bezdin's not, they're not Nevi'im. We don't say that what Bezdin says in the Metzius. Bezdin passed me, based on what they're told. Bezdin can make a mistake also. So Shamishpa says you have to pay twice. The Rosh learns that this whole parrot is a Tekonis Chachamim, to protect the Gufus. The way it comes out from our sugya, on a rental property, there's a big hole in the system. They set up a system, they didn't protect somebody who buys a rental property so well, because since 99.9% of the time, the tenant does pay rent. 99.9% of the time, the tenant does pay rent. So you're going to be stuck. The tenant can't say, hey, this is going to say this for you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you have to save your staff forever. But Chazal want to make it a problem. You shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to hold your staff more than 3 years. You know what I would do if I was a landlord and this happened to me? Before we went to Bezdin, I go over to the tenants. I give them their money back. No? That would work. I go over to the tenants. I'll say, listen, you're my only Adis here. Take your rental back. I'll give you your money back. And whoever bears the passage that belongs to him, give it to him. Sorry, no? If you learned this for Sefta, then you're smart enough to know how to make no problems. You would save the day. You know any reason you can't do that? No? So we could do that. It's not Shaykh. I'm giving him the money. I'm saying, listen, you paid rent. Here's your rent back. And whoever bears the passage you should give it to, you give it to him. Doing totally convenient. I'm doing a very honorable thing. Bring the money back and say, give it to whoever's supposed to get it. Not bribing him. Whatever he says, he's not going to lose one way or the other. He'll say the truth. Chayra, that's the way to do it. That's the way to get around it. Well, if you're afraid, yeah, you should pray the Marikama will come. You should take care of it. I guess this doesn't happen all the time, so it's not a very big, not a big issue. And Grada Bisman Hazeh, people hold deeds more than 3 years. Because in secular law, you need them. So today, there's no umdina that a person loses shtaris within 3 years. So nowadays, a person holds a deed forever as long as he owns the property. Okay. Omer Masutra, Bitan Va'omer Lesi Tre Sadi Lasude Lay, the Darbe Foshni Biyamama Balalia Tamasitai. Masutra's sentence is, it's hard to comprehend what he's saying. The words, without Rashi Taisis, if you just learned the words, hard to understand. Masutra is saying that if he says, I need Adis for night and day, it's a good time. The Gemara said that all along. So therefore, the Rishayim here have numerous different pshat in Masutra. How does Rashi teach Masutra? The Masutra is saying, a chiddush, that stama zai, you don't need to bring Adis for night and day. Normally, if you say you're there 3 years, and you understand it to be night and day, you don't need Adis for night and day. Only if the Baldover Tainas prove you were there at night, then you have to prove you were there at night. But a regular Din Torah, if I bring Adim, I was there for 3 years, then I have to explain night and day. As I stand in Rashbam, that's in Rashbam. So Taisvis is a kasha of the Rashbam. To the bottom Taisvis, Amar Masutra, Yitam V'Amar, Hikshavi Bar Mordechai, the Pirsha Kuntris. Rashi says Pshat and Marzutra, that the Chiddush of Marzutra is that if he doesn't say anything, if witnesses say that he would have 3 years, we assume it means night and day. Frekta Kasha, ki loy tar nami, amay loy nishol mehem. Gishem ha'edi ha'edim ala lay lois. Shalai lois yapi, shalai kedim. B'chol ha'edi yisam ha'edar shi yapi. Tais ha'kasha ha'ashi. Rashi saying, that when witnesses come and say someone was there, we assume it means night and day. We assume it. In fact, Tosis, why assume it? We always ask Edom all the questions. That's been Edom, I question the best. So ask them, do you mean night and day, or don't you mean night and day? This is Tosis Kasha and Asher, it's a Shaka Kasha. So Rav Nachum says that the Rashbam never meant when Tosis thought he meant. He says it happens. So Rav Nachum, my sutra, according to the Rashbam, is saying that Stoma, if Edom say someone was there every day, even if Edom didn't, were never there at night. Stam Azayim Bezdin, if Edom come and say we saw him there every day, we assume he was there at nights also. In a house, people are there by day. Are there by night? Napshat! Tosis thought that the Rashbam meant that when people say 3 years, the Edom mean night and day. No, if the Edom mean it, so Tosis is in a good kashin. Ask them what they mean. You don't tell me what they mean. Ask them what they mean. But that's not what the Rashbam meant. The Rashbam meant that even if the Edom say we only saw day, we assume night. We assume that they were there at night also. And the Neila, Tosis Kasha Rashi is not sure. And without a time is buried, we assume people who are there by day are there at night as well. Now before we turn to Yomid, there's one more case. The previous Tosis, Hani Meigen, which also requires a certain amount of Yeshiva Das to figure out the back and forth of the case. In Tosis Hani Meigen Beidusa, Tosis had asked the Kasha that the tenants have a migu, they could have said, we paid the Morei Kama the rent. Let's think about such a case. Let's say they would have said, paid the Morei Kama the rent. What would happen? So Tosis says in the Teretz, if they say they paid the Morei Kama, and the Morei Kama loses the Din Torah, then they'll have to pay again to the Mukzik. Okay, it's a reverse case. The people are there 3 years and they say they paid the Morei Kama. They paid rent to the Morei Kama. And the Mukzik wins. So now, well, again, we start paying double rent. It's like betting on a race. You got to bet on the winner. Whoever they say they pay, if that person loses the entire, you're going to have to pay the other one. That's what Tosis is saying. L'chaira, what's the case? The case is, the muzik comes, he says, I'm a muzik for 3 years. We ask him, what kind of muzik are you? He says, I rented the field for 3 years, or the house, I rented out for 3 years. Now what's he saying? He collected rent or he didn't collect rent? Stoma the case is, he's saying he collected rent. Right? He's saying, I collected rent for 3 years. So to Rishash, if he himself is saying he collected rent for 3 years, the Muzik is saying they paid rent for 3 years. Now, the tenants should have a migu, they could have said they paid the Morei Kama. What would happen if such a queer case happened? The tenants say, we paid the Morei Kama. The Muzik says, no, you paid me. That's what happened in the entire. But there 3 years, they say, we paid the Morei Kama. The Muzik says, no, you paid me for 3 years. And let's say, for whatever reason, the Muzik wins the entire. Let's say he finds a shtar later, he wins the entire. Could the Muzik now tell the tenants, okay, pay me rent? You said you paid the Marikama. Bezin passed it, it's mine. Pay me. What's going to happen? They're going to say, but you said we paid you. You said we paid you. And the landlord says, yeah, but you said you paid them. So then you do have to pay them. Zot the Rishash says in such a case, the tenants would be potter. Yes, Akasha on Taisus, Taisus says, the tenants are afraid to say we paid the Marikana. Because then they're going to have to pay double. Rishash says they don't have to pay double. Why would they have to pay double? The Mosek is saying, you paid me. Why is the Mosek saying you paid me rent? Because he wants to get a chazaka. So he's saying you paid me rent. They're saying they paid the Marikama the rent. So even if the Marikama loses, why would they have to pay the Mosek? Haidas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. And Haidas Baldin is that that you paid us already. You pay me already. What would be the din in such a case? This is the Rishash's kasha. When we learned the sugya of Eidas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami, we talked about what would be the din if two people have a din Torah, and each side is Maida to the other. Each one is Eidas Baldin to the other. And they're spirit to each other. There's a field. The Reuven and Shimon, Reuven says, no, it's your field, Shimon. And Shimon says, no, it's your field, Reuven. How's Beis Din going to pass it? What's the psak going to be? Huh? What happens when two people are related to each other? It's Maya Aidim like him and Maya Aidim like him. So what should be? I never heard such an interior with both sides said it belonged to the other person. But what happened in such a case? Remember? What? Yachlaiku? Why Yachlaiku? It's impossible that it's 50% this and 50% this. That's for sure not true. It's not Chalukka Kendi Eris. He says it's his and he says it's his. Remember we talked about Eidas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami, how it works. How does Eidas Baldin Kamei Eidim work? So we have two mahalfim, right? Why does Bezin trust me to say I owe you money? Why is it accepted in Bezin? So the Tzais brought two mahalfim. Either it's Xeris HaKosov, Ki Huzeh, or Maid of the Mixas, that I'm Neman in Bezin. Or the other Mahalath Eidas Baldin Kamei Eidim. That it creates a new Eschaivus in Bezdin. Not Bezdin believes me. They don't believe me. I'm saying anything about myself. When I say something in Bezdin, it creates a new Eschaivus. Now, let's figure out each way what the din would be if you and I have an entire. I'm Eidim to you, you're Eidim to me. So let's see. If you learn it's Eschaivus, what would be the din? We come to Bezdin. I say it's your field. You say it's my field. That's how we have no nemanis. But if I say in front of Bezdin it's your field, that creates a schaibus that I have to give the field up to you. If you say it's mine, it creates a schaibus, you have to give it to me. What's going to be in the din Torah? What's going to happen? No? Huh? I say it's yours, you say it's mine. I say, no, it's yours. You say, no, it's mine. So what happens? What? No. Whoever speaks last is going to lose. That's what we understand. Whoever speaks last. When I say it's yours, I'm a chayvus to give it to you. You say, no, it's yours. Now you created a Lewis chayvus to give it to me. I say, no, it's yours. We argue. No. Now, people talk out of Bezdin, that doesn't count. Shatel, you see. So what you're saying, Bezdin. Whoever talks last in Bezdin loses. Whoever's the last one to say it's yours, loses. That's the way it goes with the Mahalot that it's a Skyros. If you say that it's a Nemonis, So then it doesn't go by who says last. Then it's May Aiden against May Aiden. If he sells, well, we'll grab it, we'll grab it. Trey to Trey. The Rishash's Kasha on Tosfos was that what? If these people say we paid the Marikam, and the Moses says he paid me. The Moses said it first, the Moses came to Bezni and says, I read it out, I collected rent. He brings the witnesses say we paid the Marikam. If they would say we paid the Marikam, it's a threat. Rishasha Kasha, why are the witnesses afraid to say they paid the Marikam? Even if they say they paid the Marikam, they're not going to have to pay the Moses again. They're not going to lose. Well, if you learn it says Chayvus, then they will lose. Because they're coming last. They're coming after the Moses said, it's mine, I rented it out, I collected rent. They're coming later and saying, we paid the Marikama. We didn't pay you. So there is Chayvus at last. So then the Rishash's cash is not Shver. Rishash's cash is not Shver. Because since they're the ones who are coming last, they're making a Chayvus for themselves. So then they're not going to want to do it. The Tosfos is right. They're not going to want to say such a thing. So if you learn it says Chayvus, Rishash's Kasha Zichus. Even if you learn that it's not as Chayvus, it's an Emunus. The Dars Baldin Kamei Eidim is, when I come into Bezdin, I'm Neman to say bad about myself. Because it is, you're Neman. It's like Trey V'Trey. Now Lachid then is, that Tfisa helps. Whoever grabs, wins. So really, Tosfos is still good. What's Tosfos say? That they don't want to say we paid the Marikam. Because then they'll lose. From the Rishash, why are they going to lose? The other person says he was paid. They won't lose. It's not true, they won't lose. But if the Moshe will do a Tfisa, will grab money from them, he'll be able to keep it. They don't want to lose money on a Tfisa either. So what Tosfos is saying really fits either way. That even if the Mosek says, I already was Makabal money from them, if they're going to say they didn't pay the Mosek, they will stand to lose. But they were the time is a good thing. Okay, let's turn the Amid. Umay de Marzucha Brooklyn, Hamazarin, Hamazirin Vayarais. I've got the light on, Tanina Leyanon. The way Rashbam learns is just an explanation that this, which Mazucha just said, that you don't say Taninon, that's only, you don't say Taninon on the normal person who's around. A person who's not around, such a person, Taninon. The last line of the Sugya, Maidur Afunda Bechanusa Bechuzo, Yamam Avidi, Lalai Lalai Avidi. But this, Chanusa Bechuzo, Chukut Gemara, I'll explain why, and tomorrow we're going to go into it. The Nidai, that's Megeya, this Gemara, the Machlokes, Rashbam and Tosfos on this Gemara, the Nidai is the following. When I have to have a Chazaka for 3 years, I have to live there like normal people. Normal person lives there. Everyone agrees that if I go to work from 9 to 5, you can't kind of that, you know, I have a chazaka of 3 years, from 9 to 5 you're out. I live there like normal people live there. And that's a chazaka, it's not a chsar in it. Sufa is people say, I go to Bavlokali in the summer, not a time. Shaila, however, is the problem. I need a chazaka of 3 years. When I live in a house, let's say I go away for the summer. Did 10 months a year. I go away for 2 months. So you come, you say, what kind of chazak is that? It wasn't Ritzufis, you were away in the summer. So I tell you, it's normal. The Mazaki and Chi, people stay away. It's a good time. Does that mean that I get credit for those 2 months? That counts as 12 months of chazak every year. In 3 years, I get 36 months. Or maybe it only means it's not a chsar ritzufis. But I didn't live there 12 months. I lived there 10 months. So I need for 36 months, I'll need 10 months 1 year, 10 months 7 year, 10 months 3rd year. I'll need 6 months into the 4th year to get a chazak. You follow? How does the chazaka work? When we say you only have to be there to the maksaki inchi, does that mean when I'm not there I can credit ki'ilu I'm there? Or does that mean that I get credit, it's just outside of Ritzufas? The place to look for this is the Rosh on the Sukkah. It's a Gishmaka Rosh, it's a long Rosh in the days. Agav, the Rosh talks about a Sin Shul, having a Chazalka and a Sin Shul. You have to know that in the time of Chazal, a person owned the karka of the seat and shul when he bought a seat. When Birusha Madiris, when you bought a seat and shul, it's not like today. You pay money and you get the right to sit in the seat. Who does the shul belong to? It belongs, sometimes shuls are private, sometimes they're public. But you don't own the karka by buying the seat. It was not that way in the time of Chazal. Not only in the time of Chazal, even in the time of the Yehudim and some cipher, a seat, a shul, the karka belonged to the person. And it was his karka. So Sefer has a tshuva about a shul where a person had a good seat. And then they extended the shul. How did they extend it? The Mizrach wall, they pushed it out another 25 feet, made a new Mizrach wall. So the person until now was sitting in the Mizrach wall, he said, okay, now I get a seat in that Mizrach wall. So Sefer said, what do you mean? You own that piece of karka. That karka is yours. New seats after Paskin, who it's going to belong to. But the karka, you own your karka. You used to make an Erulich HaTzeris in the shul. So I own one piece of karka, you own another piece, he owns another piece. The Erulich HaTzeris has kept the shul. It's tomorrow in Arabic. So when you look at the rush, and he talks about a chazaka on the seat and shul, don't rush that it automatically needs a chazaka in the seat and shul today. It could be done. Maybe Stewart also has a chazaka. Anyway, that's the Russian discussion, and it's a shame that's tomorrow.